Leviticus 19, 9 through 10. Listen for the word of the Lord. When you reap the harvest of the land, you shall not be so thorough that you reap the field to its very edge, nor shall you gather the gleanings of your harvest. Likewise, you shall not pick your vineyard bare, nor gather up the grapes that have fallen. These things you shall leave for the poor and the alien. I, the Lord, am your God. From 1 Corinthians 3, 5 through 9. Listen for the word of the Lord. What is Apollos, after all, and what is God? What is Paul? Ministers through whom you become believers. Just the Lord assigned each one. I planted, Apollos watered, but God caused the growth. Therefore, neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who causes the growth. The one who plants and the one who waters are equal, and each will receive wages in proportion to his labor. For we are God's co-workers. You are God's field, God's building.
From the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 9, verses 35 through 38. Jesus went around to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thanks.
Our scripture verses this morning show a distinct progression. In Leviticus, we are instructed to generously harvest the seasonal gifts of God, the fruits, vegetables, and grains that we can see, touch, smell, and eat, sharing with those who do not have enough. Paul's epistle to the Corinthians speaks of how God works in and through us, calling and growing us as holy people, individually and in Christian community. And ultimately, in the gospel, we are sent out to labor in the field of the Lord, bringing in the harvest. Leviticus begins with the Hebrew word that translates as "the Lord called." And throughout Leviticus, we hear the theme, "Be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy." Leviticus expresses in great detail how the Lord's people are to conduct themselves in response to God's call to the vocation of holiness. Peter, later, in 1 Peter chapter 1, quotes this scripture, "Be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy," encouraging Christians to imitate Christ in their daily lives. The call to be holy in imitation of Christ is God's call to each of us as well. The care of the poor and the hungry is integral to holiness. This scripture from Leviticus clearly informs the Israelites, and therefore us as well, that as long as there are people in the community who are poor and hungry, those called to holiness are not giving full and authentic witness. In a very practical sense, the St. Andrew Gardeners are going a step farther, bringing the produce of the garden to the poor and hungry at various local agencies, rather than the early custom of allowing the poor to glean in the fields. To date, this year, over 3,500 pounds of produce have been provided to help feed the poor and hungry in Billings. Thank you, gardeners, for this labor of love. As this scripture concludes, we are reminded of the first and the greatest commandment, to put the Lord our God, the source of all life, of all blessings, first in our lives, ahead of all else. Similarly, Paul reminds the Corinthians, who were arguing about which minister was better than the other, that it is God and God alone who calls and assigns each one. It is God who is the source of life and growth in holiness. Paul uses the analogy of the garden to reiterate that while God is the creator, we are the co-workers in God's garden, each with equally important, though different, vocations within the call to Christian holiness and ministry. We are the field in which God grows holiness. We, individually and collectively as Christian community, are God's dwelling place and are to live accordingly. As God's co-workers, we are called to be team players, calling out the gifts of others, working cooperatively and collaboratively toward our mutual goal of living the kingdom. Having spent the previous two chapters of the gospel telling the stories of Jesus' miracles, Matthew summarizes Jesus' ministry to date in a sentence. Jesus went around to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness. Jesus saw the people in the crowds, milling about in the midst of their misery, pain, stress, and suffering, without direction, like sheep without a shepherd. Human conditions that continue to exist today in our time, our world, our nation, and our community. His heart was moved, and he responded with compassion. But then what does Jesus do? Matthew told us what Jesus has been doing. He's been going out to the people and meeting them where they're at, both where they live physically and where they are in their lives. He meets them where they are at, but he does not leave them there. He teaches them the good news of God and God's kingdom and cures sicknesses of body, mind, and spirit. However, Jesus does not immediately send his disciples out to do the same. Rather, he tells them to pray. He says, "Ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." So we are first to pray, as Jesus prayed before selecting his apostles. To pray for God, the source of all, to provide, to lift up, and to strengthen pastors, deacons, elders, missionaries, and other laborers for his harvest. We are to pray for guidance as to what labor in the fields of the Lord that God is calling each of us to. God calls each of us to be God's compassion to the world. God's compassion led to God incarnate, Jesus the Christ, taking on our sin in order to free us from its power. We are chosen and grown by God to be today's disciples, to be God's hearts and hands in the world. We are in the world, if not of it. We are God's salt and light to the world. As we pray, how are we each called to our unique labor in the field of the Lord, both individually and as community? The harvest is abundant, and it is time for the faithful to take part, each according to the Lord's calling.